Welcome to My Property World, a light and informative look at all things property. We have designed this series for people involved in property and property finance in the UK market. However, we do take examples from all around the property world. Our aim is for us to make money from property together, whether that be buying, selling, financing, trading, or getting involved in a deal in another way. We do this by informing, entertaining, and enjoying ourselves talking property, which gives you a chance to get to know us, what we're up to, and to check us out until you're ready to make money together. In the meantime, My Property World is free and fun, so plug in your headphones and enjoy. We would love for you to like, share, and comment, so please do on social media. And if you have questions, ideas for topics, or deals you would like to explore, we're always looking for guests, so get in touch via the My Property World profile.
Hello and welcome to another episode of My Property World. Today, I'm delighted to be joined once again by Paul Marnie. Great to have you on the show, Paul.
Thanks, Will.
If you want to check out Paul's previous episode where we go into his wider property world, there's a great profile. If you go back through the back catalogue, check it out. And if you want to find out a little bit more about what Paul's up to, his main business website is it nova.financial?
That's it, yeah, nova.financial.
Right, so before we get into the deal summary, and we've got a tasty little deal to go through, do you want to give the listeners a 30 to 60 second overview of who Paul Marnie is and what he's up to and why we should be listening to you about this deal?
Yeah, of course, Will. So I founded a company called Nova Financial Group just over 8 years ago. We advise on pretty well all aspects of buy-to-let property investment. So that's strategy, sourcing, finance, management. So very much end-to-end, helping people build portfolios. That's something I've been doing personally for a number of years and have kind of grown from that into doing more sort of renovations, developments, and also investing with developers and helping them progress their developments as well. So pretty much all things sort of property investment and development really is what I've been doing for the past decade or so.
Okay, we've got a Cambridge-based deal that you touched on briefly, but we're going to go into a bit more detail in this episode. So what was the basic deal, and then we'll go into the detail.
Yeah, so basically the reason I chose this deal, as I mentioned to you, Will, is I like the idea that it was a small deal. And I think too many people focus on doing bigger and bigger deals, expecting that that's going to make them more and more money. But that's not always the case, in my experience anyway. You know, usually bigger deals are a lot more difficult to bring to fruition, a lot more headaches, and a lot more risk. Obviously they can
and they tend to take a bit longer at every stage.
A lot longer, and time is risk in property development, isn't it? You know, especially when you've got finance and investors and things involved. So I like the simplicity of this deal and the profitability of it as well, you know, and the fact that small deals can be very profitable.
Mm-hmm. And your background on the Property Elevator TV show, which people can check out online, which is essentially a Dragon's Den version of the property version of Dragon's Den, I should say. You're one of the judges on that, and so you get all sorts of deals.
The show's been great, to be honest. The show has been really good. We've done a few live shows as well at some of the property events. Mm-hmm. And since doing that, you're right, we get lots of people bringing deals to us, which is brilliant.
Okay, so we're going to find out how you've managed to approximately double the value of a property through some smart moves, but both at the purchase, how you've added the value, and a little bit of market uplift to help it along as well.
Yeah, yep.
Inside 2 years. So we're talking Cambridge. So do you want to describe where the property is within Cambridge and what's going on in the wider Cambridge economy.
Yeah, so I like major cities outside of London, and I like the fringes of major cities. Now, the reason I like the fringes of major cities is generally when we talk major city, the centres are already very well developed and they pretty much offer everything already. But, you know, I'm sure yourself and everybody listening have heard of the term the ripple effect. Time and time again, we've seen locations benefit from that ripple effect. You know, that sort of concentric circles of cities growing and the benefits that has to the locations very close to the centers of those cities. And this is a perfect example of that. So I bought two one-bedroom apartments. You know, it's as if they, you know, aside from being studios, they're about as small as you can get when it comes to property. About 2 miles from the city center in Cambridge. Cambridge obviously is a lovely city, a fairly significant sort of economic.
And what type of building are these apartments in?
So they are in small blocks of flats. One of them is above a shop, which some people would avoid like the plague. The other is a ground floor garden flat, which is slightly more attractive. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just around the corner from each other. But they were part. Go ahead.
How did you come across the deal?
Yeah, so they were part of a larger portfolio that somebody that I know had purchased. And I was aware that this person I know likes to flip properties. So this person that I won't name likes to buy properties at the right price and not hold on to them for too long. Yeah, get back to back them if what is the term a lot of people would use for it. Essentially, not even really buy them, but source the deal and find a buyer for the deal. So that's what had happened. And I knew that these were, in speaking with this person, knew that was part of the portfolio they'd bought. Being around the corner from each other, it made sense to package them for myself, and effectively bought them at quite an attractive price of £175,000 for both of them. They weren't really livable when I bought them. They probably were, but most people wouldn't like to live there. They weren't attractive. They weren't desirable. But it's amazing, especially with a small properties like that. It's amazing what new carpets, a lick of paint, and a cheap kitchen does to a flat. Because effectively these went from being quite run down, you know, dark, dingy flats to being almost like new internally.
And just going back to the, so you're approached by this contact that they've got this deal. They've obviously approached you because they believe that you're going to deliver on the promise to buy it. Which would probably be more important to them than necessarily getting another $5,000.
Yeah, I think, as is probably not a surprise to most people in the property industry, networking is massive, right? You know, deals generally come through either positioning in things like the TV show you mentioned, which, mm-hmm. you know, we do have lots of things coming our way through that. But this just happened to be through someone I was talking to at an event. So this came about, you know, that I essentially said to them, look, I've got these funds that I want to invest. Do you have anything for me? And they said, just so happens, I've got this. So that's how it happened. And sometimes it can be as simple as that. So that's how it all went. I told them I was a cash buyer. So we were able to get it done quite quickly. So yeah, pretty much exactly what you said. Well, they knew that I was a serious buyer with ready to go and wasn't going to mess about. So we got it done quickly and I got it at a very good price. In fact, I initially was going to get some finance on them from the start and had a valuation, and the valuer called me, which they don't usually do. But the valuer called me and said, how are you buying this so cheap? I said, well, this is the game we're in, isn't it? It wasn't. It's always nice when. I think it's always nice when you can buy something at a really good price, but the person you're buying it from is also happy with it, you know, because they were making a bit of money out of it. I was making a bit of money out of it. And then I went and did the work and took the risk.
And obviously it allowed the previous owner to get on with whatever they needed the money for exactly. As part of that exit. So that's really great. And tell me, you said it was packaged. Was there a bit of a game plan what to do, or did you have to
there was no structural issues. That the only one of the issues was that there was a short lease on one of them. Mm-hmm. So again, that can be perceived as a bit of a risk. But I had my solicitors contact the freeholder, who, you know, sometimes they're very unresponsive. This one actually got back to us and said they were open to renewing the lease. So that was a positive sign. The risk I took there in buying the property with a short lease is that if the freeholder wasn't responsive, they could make me wait 2 years to renew it, which would mean that I probably wouldn't be able to get any finance on that property for a period of 2 years. But that mm-hmm. was a risk I was willing to take, especially given I was buying them cash. It just meant that money would be held up in the property for that 2 year period. But luckily that didn't happen. We were able to renew the lease quite quickly. That cost about £20,000 to renew the lease.
And in terms of very roughly, what was the increase in value for that £20,000? Just very roughly.
Well, it's quite hard to say simply from the lease renewal, because I renovated it at the same time.
Okay.
So I can only really say what the increase was, the end increase due to both the lease renewal and the renovation.
So there's a redecoration, refurbishment going in the
paint,
back.
Paint, carpets. I said to the person, I was actually in Australia when all these works were going on as well. So that just goes to show that you can do these things from anywhere. I had a reliable main contractor, if you would call him that, which again, I think it's good, always good to get a bit of a balance between sort of someone you can trust but isn't going to sort of rip you off, you know, isn't going to take too much of a margin on the works that they're doing. And I think that was a great little balance I got with this person, in that it was someone that had done works for someone else I knew. So I trusted them, but this was also a bit of a step up for them. So they were using it as a bit of experience rather than trying to make as much money out of it as possible as well. So that mm-hmm. was quite good. So I renovated each of them for about 15 to £20,000 per flat, mm-hmm. Which, you know, prices have increased quite a bit since then, but that was carpets, painting, cheap kitchens, and a little bit in the bathrooms.
So all in, you're at about 220 at this stage, 230, 240, around that sort of number.
Thereabouts. I think all up it came to about 250.
Right. Brilliant. So 250 in, you've got two properties, you've extended a lease, you've improved the quality of the habitation or the accommodation you're providing. Who was it targeted at?
So my plan was to keep them and rent them out. So they were fully tenanted. They were both tenanted within 6 months of me sort of finding the deal. So I went through the buying process. Renovation took about 2 to 3 months, and then got tenants in pretty much straight away at a higher rent than I actually expected. So the ground floor garden flat is rented for $950 a month, and the one above the shop is rented for $800 a month. Right. And when you work that out on a yield of what I've actually paid for them, it works out to about 13%.
Which is outstanding for a place like Cambridge. So in terms of what was the finance exit? So
I haven't actually refinanced them yet, but in having them sort of valued, they're worth about double what I'd paid for them, or thereabouts.
Right. So circa 500,000 on a 2 year time period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so you've got October 2020, not quite 2 years. 50% uplift per year on that all-in figure.
And although although some people would think, that's quite a simple deal. Why has he picked that one? As I say, you can't beat that. It took up very little of my time. It's been giving me rental income now for about 18 months. And I can take back all of my money plus some through remortgaging. Mm-hmm. And do the same thing again. So I think that's the kind of the point I was trying to make there is, you compare that to building a new build 100 flats in a similar type of location. That's probably a 3 or 4 year project from sourcing the deal to actually, completing on the deal, where your profit margins are probably 20 to 30% if everything goes to plan. And if it doesn't go to plan, significantly less than that. So, I think
And there's no comparison from project managing a couple of flats being tidied up from Sydney or from Australia remotely, running 100 house or 100 apartment development. Like they're not even chalk and cheese. The difference, it's enormous. Yeah. So well done. It's a great deal. Paul, just once again, how would someone get hold of you? And I might get you to just tag on how someone could look at the property elevator if they're not familiar with it.
So the easiest way to get hold of me is likely through the Nova website, which is www.nova.financial. So nova.financial. Whether that be exploring the services that Nova offers or getting in touch with me personally if you might want to work with me on funding a development or something along those lines. So check out the Nova website. You can go to the Contact Us page and get in touch through there. If you would like to check out the Property Elevator Show, which season 4 goes live next week and we're filming season 5 in September, you can go to propertyelevator.tv.
Right, Paul Marnie, that's a fantastic deal summary. And get in touch, nova.financial. I'm Will Mallard. This is My Property World podcast. Thanks again, Paul.
Thanks, Will.
Welcome to My Property World, a light and informative look at all things property. We have designed this series for people involved in property and property finance in the UK market. However, we do take examples from all around the property world. Our aim is for us to make money from property together. Whether that be buying, selling, financing, trading, or getting involved in a deal in another way. We do this by informing, entertaining, and enjoying ourselves talking property, which gives you a chance to get to know us, what we're up to, and to check us out until you're ready to make money together. In the meantime, My Property World is free and fun, so plug in your headphones and enjoy. We would love for you to like, share and comment, so please do on social media. And if you have questions, ideas for topics or deals you would like to explore, we're always looking for guests, so get in touch via the My Property World profile.